started here. Coach, boy, it just was a tough night there. You were with Holcomb right through about the first quarter and a half, and then they went on that big run in the mid part of that second quarter, and you guys were just unable to recover.
Yeah, we didn't have a lot of resiliency when they went on that run. We kind of started doing our own thing, just got us, you know, more in trouble. Over-penetrated a little bit. Just the turnovers, again, we put those to bed for quite a while, and then tonight they came back in a big way. And when action happens fast, you know, defensively, we find ourselves chasing a little bit too much. So we got to make some fixes on the defensive side of it. You know, we got caught chasing too many people, way too many wide open looks, not enough contesting at the rim. And then offensively, we had too many forced decisions, whether that was putting the ball on the ground or throwing a ill-advised post-entry pass. You know, we turned the ball over too much. I mean, it was basically what it came down to. And when they went on their run, we didn't handle it with much poise. We just kind of started forcing the issue.
Did you feel like that maybe Holcomb did a lot of maybe speeding up and playing, forcing you guys to kind of play their game more than you guys wanted to play your own?
No, absolutely. You know, one of the keys for us was to, you know, control the pace. And if that meant we you know, use a little bit more clock on the offensive side, fine. But we kept finding ourselves coming across half court and trying to reverse the ball, get somebody that was being denied instead of making the back cut and moving without the ball. So those things are fixable. They're correctable mistakes. And they just have to look at them and watch them and see themselves on film so that we can, you know, address that. You know, when you see yourself do it and you own up to it, you know, then we can move forward. So we've got to have them, you know, get on there and watch and check it out. But, yeah, they controlled the pace, you know, from the get-go. I mean, the first quarter was fine. But, yeah, once they started going, we knew in transition they're good. They moved the ball so well that it forces you to move defensively. And we were just a second late, you know, on defense with rotations.
Yeah, once they started hitting those threes, that was just tough to defend.
Yeah, it was. I mean, we knew that, and they got a great ball team, you know. They moved the ball. They cut without the ball. They've got four guys out there usually that shoot the ball pretty well. So, yeah, when they went on the run, it was tough. But I just think we could have handled it better. And our guys will. They'll bounce back, you know. Mm-hmm. We just got to be smarter. Got to be a little bit tougher and make some better decisions.
I thought Carter had a pretty nice game tonight. He ended up with 10 points, but you could tell the message out of the locker room. He had the first 4 points of the second half pounded in the paint, and you guys did it there.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the plan regardless. But, when they went on their run, we got away from it. But, you know, when they went on their run, it was our turnovers. I mean, we weren't even getting shot attempts down there. They just – too many turnovers consecutively, like in-game live ball turnovers that were killers tonight.
Well, Jackson, and you had Jackson and Avery play an extended amount of time there. Jace played a little bit more minutes there, but I thought they did some good things considering they haven't had a lot of varsity time this year.
Yeah, you know, a lot of that's getting comfortable in the surroundings and the speed of it, the physicality of it. The more time they get, the more comfortable they'll be. And, you know, Jace does a great job of moving without the ball. He's a strong kid. He plays hard. Avery's long. He can play some defense, and Jackson's a skilled player. You know, he fits in wherever you put him, and some good things out of those guys. We've got to be able to guard that faster action when the ball's moving. That's why people talk about ball movement being so important, because when it moves, it forces the defense to make quick decisions. And if you're not on top of your rotations, you know you got to pay for it, and they sure made us pay for it tonight. But talking to our guys in the locker room, I'm a pretty big believer in throughout a regular season high school season, you probably play five games below your actual level, five games above it, and you settle somewhere in the middle in those 10 games. And so we're going to chalk this one up and throw it away and leave it behind us because we've got a great opportunity next week at the Sterling tournament. And so we're going to look forward to that. We know we need to get a lot out of our one day of practice next week. We got to be prepared. We got to come back ready to go. And, our guys are going to do that.
Well, you get an extra day now. It's Monday to Tuesday, starting with Kingman, and it'll be interesting with that matchup with the Eagles.
Yeah, it is. We got some films on them. The assistant coaches have watched him a little bit. I've watched him a little bit. So we'll dive into it this weekend and get ready to go. You know, the one thing about our guys, and I said it, and it probably didn't seem like that at times tonight, but they never stop battling. Mm-hmm. You know, some of the, you know, basketball IQ stuff was a little bit lost there, but you know, they kept playing, and you know, we just gotta, like I said, we gotta put this one behind us and go on.
Coach Brian Gentry joins us here post game. Beavers drop a tough one, 60-33. Thanks again, Coach, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Adam.